You are now tuned in to How to Nerd, hosted by Roxy Hayes, Cleo Thomas, and Brennan Edwards.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the How to Nerd podcast, your guide for all things nerdy. I'm your host, Roxy Hayes, but there's also two other hosts. Let's introduce them now.
Oh my
transition.
God. I hate
this. What's going on, everyone? It's Cleo Thomas, aka Mr. Slick Living.
And
I'm Brennan Edwards, and I'm disappointed.
Great.
Hey, you know what? Solid.
Yeah,
solid. Man. I actually like the pacing of it. I was like, this is what you have to do in order to get through it. So I respect that.
Killed
I get it, Roxy.
Nails
I get it, Roxy.
On a chalkboard.
So
yeah, man.
We like to start this podcast off, remove glasses.
Oh, my God.
With an icebreaker question. So that people.
This is what happened. We were like, all right, let's let Cleo run the podcast this time. And Roxy's like, no, I want to do it. And
then
this is the energy we get right here. She's like, by the way, I'm a robot. Like, what?
What was the first comic book you ever read? And how did it impact your love for the medium?
My first comic book actually was Batman.
Was it?
Yeah, it really was. Like, I remember it. I was probably like 5 or 6 years old. Dang. And I don't recall reading it specifically, but I remember it was a gift that was given to me by my uncle Daryl. It came with those little cassette tapes, so like you could listen to it. Like it had a song that opened it up, and then it was a cassette tape that I actually played along with listening. So it came with a Batman and a Superman one. So they got me. I'm a twin, so they got me and my brother the cassette things. My brother took the Superman one, and I was like, I took the Batman one. And then we just played with both of them. So, and then they got us an Archie one, which I was like.
Archie comics.
Look, I will say this. Archie comics were boring.
Yep.
But the Archie, so there was a Batman song that led into the Batman one. There's a Superman song that led into the Superman one. The Archie song slapped.
Can we find that? We got to find that. Someone has to upload
it. I can see if I can find it. It's hard. It's like, Archie, you know that he's just that favorite guy. Archie.
That's what you like?
It was dope.
Everyone loves Archie. He's sweet as apple pie. Okay, not the runs.
Do, 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 do. And you know he's that time.
So you just have been in light.
And it's like, do, 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 do. Just that kind of guy.
That's how the nerd right there. There it is.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
Thank you, nerd.
I did it, guys. I went there. I went there.
He's a fucking nerd.
I never knew they had those. A comic book that comes with a cassette tape, so you get a chance to get
an intro
song. I
knew about the picture books like that.
I think I probably
still
have them at my parents' house, actually. Like,
Brennan, if you could find that, I would love to see that.
Okay. And I want you to bring the tape and let's let it play. And I want you to sing the song.
Copywriting wise, we probably can't do that.
Dang it.
But yeah. Okay.
We'll figure it out. Copyright wise. All
right, that was my answer.
Pick your glasses
you
back up.
First comic book I remember reading was an X-Men comic book. And I think it was right after Wolverine got his animanium skeleton ripped out by Magneto.
Mm.
So it was the one in which, that's gone now.
Yeah.
And he was he turned into feral Wolverine at that point. So yeah, I'm pretty sure it was that one.
I mean, he used to get his ass beat after that.
Yeah.
His bones broke so easy.
He had a missing nose. Like he turned into more of an animalistic version of him. He wasn't
He didn't have claws anymore or anything.
He didn't have steel
They're
claws.
Wooden claws.
They're wooden
claws.
Bone claws.
Claws.
Yeah. Because his original power is the fact that he could just heal fast.
Yeah.
And he had bone claws. And then they just put
the thing that never made sense to me was how he had bone claws. I like to point that out. Because if you think about it, if you rip out the whole skeleton, the skeleton is what gave him the claws. So now he got they ripped that out, and then his bones were just you know what? We're gonna heal to where everything was, I guess. I guess that's the only way it makes sense. There was bones here, or there was structure here. So let's go ahead and add structure there.
Yeah.
So
Wolverine was their golden boy, man.
Yeah, he was. Those bone claws broke a lot, though.
Yeah.
He'd be like, let's fight. I was just playing, bro.
And he gets stomped out by Sabretooth for the thousandth time.
Stomped out by Sabretooth.
Sabretooth used to just hunt him down every day of the year.
Yeah.
He would come see him every day of the year.
Just beat the shit out of him.
It sucked.
And then Sabretooth had the healing factor too. So they would beat the shit out of each other, actually.
Yep.
And then it's damn, man, that really sucked.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll see you next time.
Yeah, man. Roxy, what about you? First
remember.
Ever comic book.
I was trying to think this whole time. I don't remember. I can't remember the first one I read. I used to just go, get a whole lot of comics. And a lot of them I wouldn't read. They would just be, a quarter.
Yeah.
I'll get the really cheap one. So I don't remember. I remember reading more manga than just like actual comic books.
Like
I,
when you were younger? Like,
yeah.
You was on the manga train that early?
Yeah, but I didn't know they were manga. Like I just would go get books. Like I would go to the bookstore. So I would just like get books. So mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, that looks like something I would like. So I would just get them. But I do remember reading the Ninja Turtles. Mm. And I love Ninja Turtles growing up, but the comic book, that's when I realized, like, oh, like, this isn't the same thing at all. I was actually really disappointed because I was a little kid. Like, oh, Ninja Turtles. And it was just dark.
Yeah.
And, like, the drawings were dark. And I was like, they not eating pizza? Like, where the goddamn pizza?
Ain't no cowabunga in here.
People are dying?
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Four. Yeah. So, yeah, I wasn't. That's probably the, actually now, that's my answer. Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. That's a good one for sure in the comic book space.
And they had a good song. Not like that.
What was
shit.
It?
Teenage the Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power. They're the world's most
okay,
fearsome
okay, guys.
Fighting.
All right, okay, we got it. Thank
you're
you.
Super cool.
Yeah, you're awesome.
They're heroes in a half shell and they're green.
Okay, got it, guys. What else are we doing today? What are we talking
oh, yeah.
about?
We get a chance to talk about my favorite comic book hero, Batman. Batman, ooh, man, Batman. The incredible history and lore of Batman. A character who has really motivated people in a lot of ways over the years. He's also become a kind of like a symbol in which people love to hate.
Yes.
Because mm-hmm. he's just human.
Yep.
And he's just mm-hmm. a rich white guy with money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's all he is. He's a rich white guy who likes to hurt people.
Mentally ill people, Vince Staples said it. And I agree.
Yes. That's right. He did give a good take
on
that.
He beats the shit out of mentally ill people. It's like, oh, damn, you have multiple personality disorder. That's crazy. Wow. schizophrenia, crazy. Elbow, you know, batarang. It's like, you know.
My
so that's a great way to get wild. Into it. Then, like, do you love or do you hate Batman? And for the reason we just kind of put on the table, Brennan, we'll start with you. Love or hate Batman?
It's a love-hate relationship because the thing is, like, growing up, I always loved Batman because, you know, he could get it done. You know, it's mm-hmm. like Batman always had a plan. You know, he always had the gadget to save the day. He always knew ahead of time what was going on. And reading comics, like I like dark comics. Like I like dark storytelling. And Batman always had the darkest type of storytelling. Like one of my favorite stories in the DC universe is Red Hood, which is very much so. Yeah, right? And if, for those who don't know, if I mind me just dropping a little knowledge, Red Hood is a anti-hero that comes from the Batman hero tree. He was Robin, mm-hmm. And he was killed by the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And then Batman showed up just too late to save him. He's dead. Ra's al Ghul, who is like Batman's mentor in the Batman Begins, he has this pool of like immortality. He
takes Lazarus Pit.
Lazarus Pits. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And he takes him. He takes his body. he takes Robin's body to the Lazarus Pits. Revives him. He comes back, and then he's like, "Yo, like I'm alive. Cool. Let me go back and make see Batman." Mm-hmm. And he's just like, as he's coming back, he's like, "Wait, the Joker's still alive." He sees him while they're fighting.
Yep.
He's like, "He's still alive. Why didn't you kill him? He killed me." And Batman's like, "I don't cross that line." He was just like, "Oh." That's crazy.
You're
then
pussy.
F this, F you, F everybody.
Yep.
Matter of fact, you said never use guns. I'm going to use all the guns.
All of
them. Every gun.
The whole arsenal.
All the guns. Everything you ever taught me is going to lethal weapon mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
And so everybody gets to smoke now. And I'm now mm-hmm. the judge, jury, and executioner.
That's right.
Love
Joker
it.
Dies. Everybody dies. He never kills the Joker, but he kills a lot of people.
Yeah. A lot of lower levels, drug dealers and thugs and stuff that he goes mm-hmm. after and kills them.
And
he's
blowing him up.
You feel him. Like, you can't really call him a villain because of what he literally got killed by the Joker. And now he's like, no, anybody who kills people like the Joker, I'm going to kill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, I can understand his motivation. But Batman doesn't. So Batman often fights with him, but can't ever, like, take him in or finish him.
Can't embrace him.
Because
he's
like,
so
I killed you. I let you die. You died on
my
watch.
You're my son, essentially.
Yeah. And so that's why I love that story. And I love how dark that is. So for me, I love that side of Batman. On this other side, I hate Batman. And when you just look at him from the objective comedic standpoint of just like, so we just going to accept this rich, white, one percenter running around in tights at night, beating the living shit out of people who have mental illness.
Yeah.
And then put him temporarily in prison so he can let them get out so he can beat the shit out of them again.
Mm-hmm.
That's just all. That's Batman. Like, I'm just like, oh, well, I guess when you word it like that, I can't really cheer for him. You know?
See, to hear you break it down like that, it's like we weren't aware of that growing up. You know, like that wasn't even a thought process as far as like Batman's real reasoning for doing things. Like when we were kids, we didn't look at it like that.
No.
But because the world has become so much more educated and we get a chance to be like, oh, step back, they can like recognize similarities. They're like, oh, all these people are mentally ill. They should probably get help.
Well, the thing is, we knew that though, because where did we put them in jail? We didn't put them in jail.
We put them in the Arkham Asylum.
Asylum, the mental hospital.
Like, we were sick.
We knew it.
We just weren't in the asylum.
Exactly. Exactly. As a kid,
like,
I'm like, they're going to hold it.
But point being is they didn't hide it at all. Like Batman was the only superhero to ever put prisoners in a mental asylum.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
wait, SpongeBob. They put Miss Puff
in
there.
He's not a superhero.
SpongeBob's not a superhero?
SpongeBob's not a superhero.
He has a cape. He saves people.
No, he has superheroes in the show, but he's not a superhero.
He's a superhero.
He's not.
Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
No, you remember when he got those fast powers?
Look, he's had
moments. How quickly we forget.
Listen, he's had moments of doing heroism, but he's not a hero. People who are
a hero,
you got to be dedicated to the craft.
So he's not?
He's not.
He has saved, his cooking's never saved people. Idiots.
Love or hate Batman, Roxy? Where do you stand with
Good
this
Lord.
One?
Where
do you stand? Y'all can get so mad.
You be saying the dumbest shit. Okay, I'm sorry.
You be arguing with it.
No, what makes me mad is that this is that part right there is going to get put into a stupid clip, and then it's going to become an argument online,
yeah.
And there's going to be some idiots who are going to be like, yeah, Roxy, you're right, man. SpongeBob is the greatest hero. And I'm like, all of you are dumb. You saw the anime adaptation of SpongeBob. And now call him a hero. He's not.
They're going to put him in the
just
Shaggy conversation.
Call the audience
you
idiots.
You know the whole Shaggy thing?
So
the Ultra
rude.
Instinct Shaggy?
Oh,
you heard about
that?
That?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's what this conversation is going to lead to.
Okay. Roxy, love or hate?
Y'all so fucking stupid. Why did you get that accent? Me and Hippie were talking about it.
Roxy,
all right, love so hate. Love or hate? Excuse me. Cleo asked me the question. I will respond to you.
Thank you. Love or
What's
hate for Batman?
Didn't even know the fucking question.
I'm kind of like Brennan. I'm kind of in the middle. Like, I have my love and hate for Batman. I love, you know what? I'm lying. I, indifferent. There we go. I don't necessarily love or hate him. I don't, he just be there.
He's on your lap.
Like, he's soft.
Did you notice when this podcast started, she had Batman on her lap and Cyborg like on her
Yeah,
other
he
lap.
Was in the crotch. I
no,
moved
I
him.
Yeah.
I moved him.
She's
first
a two man
kind
of woman. Like, she needs two to keep her
How you
entertained.
Know?
Look.
I mean, he ain't wrong, baby. All right. Oh, valid. Okay, so. Walked right into that one.
Cleo. Sorry.
And we just added Cleo, too.
Sorry.
And what a great addition you've been. All right, so I feel like I don't necessarily... We're gonna pick your head back up. I don't necessarily like Batman as a character. He's a little boring. I feel like everything around Batman is more interesting than him himself.
Okay.
Like, he ain't funny. He get hoes and that's cool.
But he
but
don't
like,
care about him.
Huh? Yeah, which is hilarious. But I just don't feel like he himself is interesting. But like, I love the Batman villains.
So wait, can I just, can you mind if I speak
Go
on
for it.
For a second?
Yes,
so you don't think somebody who physically trained themselves to the point of being damn near as well as,
that's
like,
great.
As powerful as a supervillain.
He ain't funny.
Or a superhero. Or somebody who like literally designed an entire arsenal of
that's
weapons.
Cool.
And vehicles.
That's what I'm saying. Everything around him is great.
But he created things around him.
I don't give a shit. That just show me that. I don't need to hear you talk about it, bro. Just show me the shit you made. I'm not super interested in the mechanics of it. You know,
I'm really hating this shit.
Interesting.
So now I have a question. That makes me very curious. So your whole way of breaking that down is pretty much saying if you were lame, you were lame.
Yeah,
like that's
like you,
that's what you're telling me about.
Nick,
like Batman's
cool.
a lame to you. But so would you like Bruce? Just,
Would
you fuck with Bruce?
I would fuck Bruce for his money.
There it is.
And
see
let's
what I'm
be
saying?
Honest. But if he
see
started.
What I'm just, I was going to get to that.
If I didn't. If he just came up and talked. Because, like, even when I'm watching him, like, hit on women, I'd be like, that wouldn't. Legit, I'm good.
Who hitting on women?
Like, when
Batman?
He'd be like. Yeah, when he'd be.
Batman,
no, not Batman. I'm talking about Bruce.
Bruce, gotcha.
When he'd be in his suit, he'd be like, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I think I just don't like rich white people. So that could be it as well.
You just said you fuck him.
I
just said
that. Fucking means like?
For me, yes.
What are you?
Yeah, it does.
18. Grow up, Brennan. We're in the real world.
I thought
we're fucking for bucks.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought like when you were younger, you didn't know what you was doing it for. No.
You a child.
Oh,
love?
Motherfucker,
I'm trying to fly in that shit. What are you talking about? I had to like this motherfucker.
Only Roxy would be like, I'm trying to dome him up in the back.
Yeah. That would be crazy.
So, Cleo.
I kind of like Batman.
I'd like to just point out that.
I kind of like Batman.
Now you like Batman because you could dome him up in the back.
I just thought about it. I'm like, yo, that would be. He got gadgets. I'm in. Yeah, I like Batman.
All right, so I just want to take. I honestly do want to just take a moment.
Yeah.
And truly, thank you, Cleo, for being here so I don't have to endure this alone.
He started.
Thank you so much, my man. Like, you didn't have to do this. You didn't have to be here.
Yeah, snap. Yeah,
you
friends.
Chose to be here. Thank you.
Bro, Roxy's out of her mind, so it's dope to see her in this space for sure.
Out of her mind.
She's
bro.
Out of her
he
mind.
He said
man.
He asked, would I dome him up? And the answer was yes. Was I going to lie?
I knew it. Yeah. But that's stuff Roxy
that's
likes, man.
That would go crazy.
She's not the first person to say that, though, as far as people. Enjoy Batman, but enjoy everything outside of him. They enjoy the villains. They enjoy his sidekicks.
Yep.
They love all those aspects of him. He just happens to be the central focus point of the
story.
Well,
if you think about like The Dark Knight, nobody talks about Batman. It's all about the Joker.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, but the thing is, and I agree that for me, any type of medium of like superhero or like protagonist, antagonist, to me, easily the antagonist is more important than the protagonist.
Yeah.
Like the antagonist needs to be the focus of everything. And Batman is a great medium. He's a great palette. Antagonist, you know, because he's just so, as you say, bland.
Very rigid.
He just is like very much so like I am whatever is needed for the moment. Whereas like all of the villains that he fights, they're just so unique. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like Jim Carrey is the Riddler. Yeah. Like, come on, man.
Love it.
You know what I'm saying? Like the Penguin. Like they went crazy on the villains for this show.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like they went crazy. They're like, all right, Batman or whatever, parents died. But like these villains though,
yeah,
and they be going through it. So yeah.
Yeah.
The world is great.
So that gives me to my next question. What's your favorite Batman movie?
I mean, it's the low-hanging fruit, bro. Like, I was just saying, like, Dark Knight.
Dark Knight.
It's one of the best cinematic masterpieces that I've experienced. And, like, the thing is, people don't realize that the movie before it, Batman Begins, was actually really good, too. People forget. It's really good. Like, you can hate on it all you want. Like, we watched it recently. Because I was like, this movie wasn't good. I remember, like, thinking it wasn't good. But the Dark Knight doesn't happen unless Batman Begins happens the way it does.
True.
And Batman Begins, like, yeah, it... Just like the Ra's al Ghul training sessions and, you know, all the stuff that he goes through, it's pretty crazy. You know, it's like, oh, okay, cool. We built up the character of this Batman as this guy that we now know his whole backdrop, and that gave the stakes to the Dark Knight.
That's
you know,
true.
So now you know, like, this is what Batman been through. Now like, this is what the Joker puts him through. And I didn't like the movie after that. The Bane one I didn't think was very good.
Dark Knight Rises?
You didn't like Bane?
The first half of that movie was one of my favorite things ever. And the second half, when
it starts to teeter.
No, what happens, the woman shows up and the Bane just becomes a bitch. Like
Talia,
yeah. As soon as she shows up, he's just like, "No, I'm in the background." Like it's just like I don't care anymore. He just starts taking L's, getting his ass beat. Like it just don't matter, you know. And so for me, it's like if he would have just stayed the villain and stayed super badass like he was in the beginning of that movie, all the way through the movie,
yeah.
Then I'm all for it. But then it's just like as soon as she showed up, he was just like, "I don't know how to fight anymore." Actually, I don't even know how to talk anymore. Like he stops talking as soon as she shows up, and I'm just this killed the movie for me.
Roxy, what about you? Your favorite Batman movie?
I was really thinking, and my favorite Batman movie is not a Batman movie. He's not really in it that much.
Which is?
It is. I just forgot.
Of course you did.
No, it's the fucking. It's the suicide. It's the animated Suicide Squad movie.
Assault on Arkham?
Yeah. I always be like Attack on Arkham, and I'm like, that's not what it's called.
Assault on Arkham?
Yes. That's like my favorite. I think he's in there for like a couple seconds.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's my favorite one. That's what Suicide Squad should have been. Like, it wasn't that, and so I didn't love it. But because I love the villain so much, such a great movie. It's a great movie. If we got to go one with him in it.
DC animated movies go hard.
All of them.
That's what made me start liking DC because I've said this before. I was Marvel down.
I got Max and I was like over over the pandemic, I was up in there just like, yo.
It is crazy.
I watched everything. Flashpoint Paradox. Let's go.
Great.
Beautiful storytelling with that one.
Mm-hmm. I would say the second one's Killing Joke, even though he's not in that one. Not the first half, just the second half. That little whole him smashing.
Yeah.
That was wild. That was disgusting.
Yo, I remember when people first saw that, people
did you
were
see
really
the theaters?
Upset. No, I didn't see it in theaters.
Oh, people
were
yelling
about that.
Why?
Because they so him and Barbara Gordon.
Batgirl.
Yeah, have sex.
Batgirl gave some ass.
On a roof.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they had like a one-day showing and in the theater. People were like, what the fuck? That's his daughter. I'm spitting like Jim Ross. But yeah, they were like, that's a slobber knocker. But they were like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like it was in how it happened too.
Yeah.
Like they were talking and they were arguing.
He
kind of
threw
it
to the side too.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they're getting nasty. They
and then she came back pregnant. And it was like, whoa, like this is a way too much
on.
Of a switch up of the lore.
Lots
people were very
on.
Upset about
this is
that.
Disgusting.
Man.
It was wildly unnecessary.
What about you?
Favorite Batman movie? I gotta go with the Batman Returns. I think that's
Jim Carrey?
No. The one with Catwoman and Penguin.
Oh yeah.
It's Batman Returns.
Is that the one Michelle Pfeiffer, right?
Michelle Pfeiffer and Danny DeVito. Let me tell you something, man. Michelle Pfeiffer's performance as Catwoman is top five.
Calm down.
Top five.
Y'all right, bro?
Hey,
y'all right?
Hey, yo, don't reminisce.
Was it her performance?
Michelle
or?
Pfeiffer in that cat suit. She's a completely different character. Well, we seen the beginning of that movie.
Y'all hear the tone
it's
change?
Not who yeah. she is at that end.
Looking, eyes was
that
closed.
Moment looking she lips. Kisses that man with that shocker. She got the shock system. And
I'm feeling the heat.
I love Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Oh,
she's great.
And we've had several Catwoman. I mean, Eartha Kitt. We had
Halle Berry. She looked good, but
Anne
she didn't
Hathaway,
do much.
Hathaway, Zoe. Yeah, we got to put Zoe in there as well now. But yeah, it's for me, it's that one. That was my favorite
see.
One.
Okay.
Yeah, man. But favorite Batman villains, though. This is where it gets interesting because there's so many, and people love Batman for that reason. People love his villains.
How'd you start it then?
You right, start, me?
Yeah, you started.
My favorite Batman villain. All right, we're going to switch it up. I can't give you one. Can we all give three? Everyone comfortable giving you at least three?
Six.
Yeah, I'll do three.
Six? No. Jesus. First favorite Batman villain, I'm going to have to go with Clayface from the Batman the Animated Series.
Okay.
I loved what they did with that character. Maybe it's the animation of it as well. It scared the hell out of me as a kid. So Clayface is on that list for me. Number two in that, I'm going to have to go with the Court of Owls as a Batman villain. You guys familiar with Court of Owls?
No, I'm not. That's, I'm over here looking at my phone. Like, all right, go on.
Okay, so the Court of Owls. So you
my
think it's Bruce knows everything about Gotham.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Or so he thinks.
Okay.
Meanwhile, there's a whole nother thing underneath that has been running Gotham since the very, very, very beginning.
Court of Owls.
The Court of Owls.
Oh, yeah, them.
Yes.
That's their name.
Yes, but it's not just one thing. Yes. It's a whole system. And bro, that story, that comic book run is crazy. Love that one. And then third on that list, you just got to say Joker. You have to. You have to. You got to say Joker. We've seen so many different iterations of him as well.
Joker?
My favorite Joker? Mark Hamill's animated.
Here, here
yeah,
go.
Yeah. Mark sometimes. Hamill. Yeah.
He is the Joker.
He is.
He's yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So you want to go?
I'll go.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm going to start with Ra's al Ghul.
Banger.
I think Ra's al Ghul, he just encompasses, like, he's just such a complex character, and he brings so much to the table. Like, he's the reason immortality is on the plate for the Batman lure in the first place.
Yeah.
And then secondarily, like, he, you know, his daughter and the issues with her. It's just, like, he has a whole tree of, like, villains that come underneath him that he oversees and he trains and all that. So, like, I think he's ridiculous. Number two, I always love the fights between Batman and Bane. Like, just, they're always lit. Like, Batman always whoops his ass. But, you know, like, not always. He gets his back broken, obviously.
He got his back
broken. He's the one that, like, you could argue that Bane hurt.
Like, it's legit, like, comic lore. Everyone says it the exact same way you just said
it.
Bane broke his back.
Yeah.
And but only Roxy would take that and make sure to be
all
like,
I said was he broke his back.
Yeah, we know, Roxy. We know.
You know what, Cleo? Don't, I don't show this to
you
the
You 100% shoulder.
It was,
See?
See? Look at her. She's laughing. The shoulders came up.
Because he broke his back.
Yeah, exactly. So like I said, Bane.
Bane is great.
Bane is great. I think Bane physically harmed Batman more than any other character in the history of all the Batman fights.
Just go back to the drawing board.
That bat break is like, it's like he takes him out the game longer than anything else that's ever happens to him with anyone else.
Yep.
And then the third one, because the obvious answer is the Joker, so I'm going to take a side note of that and say actually Harley Quinn. And the reason I say Harley Quinn, because Harley Quinn has some of the most unique experiences with Batman, with like dealing with like sexuality, playing with mental health. And even like Batman trying to like, you know, like Captain Save-A-Ho her, you know, it's like, you don't have to, and, like, she like lures him in and like stabs him and does all kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like she has some of the more tense moments with Batman because she does such a good job of being able to play whatever part is necessary. She's like, I'm the sidekick to the Joker. I'm the villain now. I'm the damsel in distress. Like she can be any of these things at any given point and Batman don't know what to do with her. You know what I'm saying? He's like, whenever she shows up, he's just like, all right, so we scrapping? Like, we fucking? Like what is happening? I have no idea.
Yeah.
So those are my three.
If you love that complex relationship between Harley Quinn and Batman, you got to look into Batman White Knight.
Okay.
It's a story in which the Joker is now cured. He takes pills.
Uh-huh.
So he's now the hero of Gotham.
Really?
And he has a whole like task force that takes over the city and he becomes the hero.
Mm-hmm.
But there's times where he still snaps and Harley and Batman are together. And it's a crazy story that they break down with their children. What? Really dope. If you have not checked out that story, again? White Knight.
White Knight. Is it comic or is it like a
comic?
Movie? It's a comic? Okay.
It's dope. Yes. All right. Roxy.
You already said mine, but I'm going to go with, of course, Joker. Because he's a menace. Mm-hmm. Like, just, he stresses Batman out. Batman be stressed. And that's just so funny to me. Like, just the, like a person that, like,
it would
like,
be funny to you. That's really funny.
Stressing someone else out and getting
constantly.
Like, you think you're at the top of your game? Chaos.
Yeah, it's crazy. Here's a titty.
And it's for no reason. Wow. Ooh, that's telling. That's really I'm learning a lot about myself right now. But yeah, I just love, because it's for nothing. He's just like, nothing. I'm going to fuck y'all shit up. Why? Ha. That's hilarious to me.
Why? Like, ha.
That's the answer.
Like, when he burnt the money in Dark Knight, I was like, that I would be cracking the fuck up. Like, that just was so, it was such a good scene, so telling, and he's just a great villain. Every Joker I love, even the old, what's his face? The old Adam West one.
Oh, yeah.
When he had a little, because he just looked so stupid. I like the one where he, like, called Batman. Did y'all ever see that?
No.
And he was, like, talking shit to Batman on the phone, and then Batman, like, busting the door, and he was like, he's just so funny. And then second, of course, is Harley Quinn for the same reason, but I like the depth. I like that she be out there fucking.
You're right.
And I just feel like but she's also like intelligent. Like, she's so multi-layered, multifaceted. That character always resonated like a lot with me.
What, for Harley, it's crazy though, because she wasn't a comic book character first.
Yeah.
Like, that character was created for Batman the Animated Series.
Which she was great in.
That's her origin. Not from
that.
The comics.
I did not know
they
that.
They put her, that Joker sidekick, Harley Quinn, came from the Batman the Animated Series. It became so popular that they were like, oh, shit. Now we have to launch her. And here we are years later.
She got on a movie.
Margot Robbie. You got Lady Gaga getting ready to play her in the upcoming Joker sequel.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Lady Gaga will be playing Harley Quinn in Joker 2 with Joaquin Phoenix.
What? That's crazy.
And it's a musical. Yeah.
I hate it.
I don't know how actually. I feel, but I'm going
to
watch it.
I didn't like the first Joker, to be honest.
Whoa.
You want to talk about it? We can talk about it. I can tell you why.
Why?
Here's why. It's not the Joker. That's the reason that I didn't like it. I think it's a good movie. I think it's an art piece. As a story talking about mental health, as a story talking just of how they shot it, you know, even like the story arc and everything like that. I was like, this is really well done. This is a good story. This isn't the Joker. That's the reason I didn't like it. The reason they called it the Joker was just so people would go watch it. Mm. You know, because if it was anything else, people wouldn't have watched it.
Yeah.
True.
It was like, hey, we have a story about mental health about this guy, you know, who just
about
like goes
guy?
Through this guy who just goes through and ends up like kind of sort of starting a weird anti-revolution kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, nobody would care. It's like, oh well, now another indie film is over here, whatever. Joaquin Phoenix did some shit. But they were like, well, this movie is really crazy. Like, to me, I feel like this movie was written as just a guy. Mm-hmm. You know, it was really wild. And then some executive was just like, that doesn't matter, but if we make this into the Joker, this will be one of the top-selling things ever.
I can see that.
Like, if we literally just add these little elements to it, and we just call it the Joker, everyone's going to watch it. And so then we did it, and it's just like, if you really are a fan of the Joker, if you really are a fan of the Batman series, you know that this origin story is nothing like what the actual Joker is. Because to me, and to anyone who knows the Joker, who's a fan of the Batman series, knows the Joker is a genius.
Mm-hmm.
He is an absolute genius. His mind is as powerful or more powerful than Batman's. That's the reason they go the way they do. You know, Batman is the greatest detective in the world, and which means that Joker on the other side of it is the greatest villain or close to the greatest detective in the world as well. This man was an idiot. You know what I'm saying? This man was an
You're
idiot.
Not wrong. You're not wrong.
This man was an idiot. Like, he wasn't, like, there was nothing special about him in the space of, like, this massive intellect and the ability to put together entire groups of plans and things like that. This ain't him.
That's not the guy.
Yeah, I'm not following this guy. You're right. Joker had that ability to draw people in. And I'm not following that kickstairs guy.
So for me, exactly. It's like, for me, this is like an art piece.
If I saw that motherfucker,
this for me is
like
an art piece by somebody who's like, I like the colors of the Joker. You know what I'm saying? I like the colors of the Joker, and I like the idea of being able to show human emotion growing in these different ways. Mm-hmm. It's like some like art student kid got really high and wrote a script about something they could shoot beautifully that they know just people would appreciate for the art side of it, and called it the Joker. It wasn't somebody saying, yo, this is the real origin of the Joker. Mm-hmm. Let's tell the story from the Joker's perspective.
But I don't think they marketed it as that. I think it's a great marketing. No, it's a great marketing decision to make it Joker.
No, so capitalistically, I'm like, I think they did a great job.
Yeah.
Like, that's, they did exactly what they should have done. But for me, as a fan, as someone who understands who the Joker is,
yeah.
it's not the Joker.
That's not
like,
our
I watched
Joker.
That movie and I was like, I had two feelings. On one side, I was like, I hate this movie because this does not depict anything that I wanted to see when it comes to what allows the Joker to be the person that we saw in The Dark Knight, what allows us to see who that is in the animated series, what allows us to see in all these different pieces, the one who kills Robin. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not him.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, he ain't him.
He ain't him. He ain't him.
Not my Joker.
not my Joker. Not my Joker.
Brennan is mad.
He's dead serious about this. I respect his opinion. I get it.
So, for me, I agree. Like, I was very angry after watching that movie because I wanted something that wasn't delivered. Can you imagine if they actually were saying, you know what? Let's actually make the real origin story of the Joker from a mental health standpoint that's really intense.
It
it's like
crazy.
Him as a kid, like a hyper genius and, you know, tragedy and trauma. You know what I'm saying? Like, really build into that actual story that shows, like, yeah, he could have been a good guy. Mm-hmm. He could have been the president. He could have been a superhero. But he wasn't because the world fucked him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And then this final tragedy by Batman just pushed him right over the edge of the last moment. He was still trying to do something right, something good, but pushed him right over the edge. And now we have our red lips, we have our white face, we have a fucking problem. That's who I want to see, and that is not who we saw. So no, I don't fuck with that movie.
Joaquin won an Oscar, and it's like, he doesn't give a shit.
Congratulations, you did a great performance it was a falsehood.
Okay. All right. Respect to that.
It was a false. Brennan's opinion. He ain't the fucking Joker. He did a great performance of a character. He deserved an award for the performance he gave, but it wasn't the Joker. That's my only point.
There it is.
Yeesh.
He gave it off. All right. All right. So next topic upcoming for us is Batman Beyond. Terry McGinnis. For those that don't know, Batman gets old in Gotham, and then there's a moment where he's about to get stomped out and killed by the people he's fighting, and he grabs a gun to, like, ward them away, and then he looks at his hand, he's like, I can't do this anymore. So he puts the gun down, puts the suit up, he disappears. We don't see Batman for years. And then Terry McGinnis, a high school kid, is getting chased by the Joker gang in the animated series, and he ends up, like, in the front of Wayne Manor, and Terry then gets jumped there. Bruce comes out, helps him. Then Bruce catches a heart attack. Terry takes him into the manor, pushes a button, next thing you know, he discovers the Batcave.
It was dope.
That's how the origin story of Terry begins. Then we get the whole Batman Beyond animated series, which was really, really dope. Loved it growing up as a kid. Are you familiar with what happened at the end of Justice League Unlimited? Yes.
No. Yes.
No. You are?
I think so.
Okay. So turns out Terry McGinnis is a clone of Bruce Wayne.
Yes.
So Amanda Waller, that... bitch.
Yo, she's such a bitch.
I love she's Amanda Waller, so but I hate that bitch.
Villain.
But she be standing on business.
She's a beast, bro. She's a beast. The Wall. I love the fact that that's her nickname. So
The Wall.
So her thing was like, yo, she noticed Bruce was getting old, so she's like, all right, well, look.
We need another one.
It's like, she couldn't picture a world without having somebody like him. So she scooped up some DNA. She had Cadmus Labs change the DNA of Terry's father. So then when he...
That's cool.
So it's really what? Bruce's kid. So yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's
crazy. The epilogue is the end, right?
Yes.
Epilogue. Crazy epilogue that they put at the end of the Justice League Unlimited series for people.
I love
that.
That
wrapped
Unlimited.
Up a lore.
I like Justice League Unlimited. It was a good
show. It was a great show.
What
great
the
show.
Fuck?
So in the future, hopefully we get Batman Beyond live action. Who? It was supposed to happen. If The Flash and Ezra wouldn't have did what he did,
oh my god,
that would have been the next Keaton would have came back.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
That's
so
stupid.
Do we want a Batman Beyond live action, or would you like to see an anime? Because we haven't seen an animated Batman Beyond in years.
I would love to see one of the two, either the live action. I think the live action or an anime adaptation of Batman.
Anime.
Ooh.
Because I think that it lends itself, just like even the character design you see on your hoodie right here, even the character design, I do believe that Batman Beyond actually was made by Japanese studios.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was it?
Yeah, the original Batman, the animated series from the 90s, was made in a Japanese animated series. So
that's why it looks like that. It looks great.
And so the thing is, on the old podcast, Anime Shun, we actually had a whole episode where we talked about what makes anime anime.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because some people say, if it was made in Japan, it's anime. And like, then the whole Batman series is all anime.
Yeah.
But I've come to the conclusion that I think anything that actually is anime is, it doesn't necessarily have to be made in Japan. What it needs to be is premiered on Japanese channels first. on their networks. If it comes out over there first on their channels, if their channels approve it and say this is something that our audience is going to like here, then yes, that is now anime. Mm. Otherwise, I don't think so. But point being is that I think that that show lends itself really well to that style of animation as well as that style of storytelling. Because it's futuristic, which we know anime does exceptionally well, which sometimes live action has a hard time with that.
Yeah.
They do it exceptionally well, like the twists and turns with a different type of cameos that we might not be able to get for very much longer from the Keatons or whoever they might be aging. Their voices are a lot easier to get than their full bodies.
True.
And so, like, if we were to take it from that route, I would say, if you were to ask me, I'd say make it into an anime, and I bet you it blows up the world, considering anime is now in the main culture of everything. So I think that's what I would do.
Warner Brothers is listening. they're listening to that. Thoughts?
But also, I think I think that Cleo Thomas should voice the Batman Beyond.
Man, look, I hear you when you say that, but I think that it should go to somebody of Asian descent.
Why?
Because I think Terry McGinnis is half Asian.
Is he?
When they originally like drawn out the character, I believe he came from a half Asian heritage.
Really?
Yeah. That's what online has said. That's what the lore wants. So I think it should go to him. What I will say, though, is if we do get an animated version, right, I hope that they follow the lines of the story of the Return of the Joker for the Batman Beyond movie. Have you seen that one?
I have, yes.
I'm watching
Joker,
this episode,
spoiler alert, it's a movie.
So good. It's so
it's
good.
A movie in which, what's the third Robin? Tim Drake?
That was what I said. Yep, Tim Drake.
Tim Drake gets kidnapped, just like Jason Todd.
Is he going to get crowbarred?
That's Jason Todd that got crowbarred.
But are they going to do that to him too?
So that's what, you know, Batman freaking out about that.
Okay.
That's what he's thinking.
So he snatches him up and he pretty much brainwashes little Tim Drake to be a little Joker. So Batman shows up at the Joker spot and little Tim Drake walks out the shadows and he's a little Joker instead of a little Robin. And he's laughing just like Joker. It's so sad, right? But we're seeing this story from the Batman Beyond time. So Joker's back.
That clip.
And they're like, how is this guy back? Turns out he put brainwashing and a chip in his head to be Joker in the future. You probably have seen it.
You might have seen it.
I was like, somebody just pulled. I was like,
I'll say this. It was good, but it's not like those movies you watch. Like, I'm going to remember every detail of this movie forever.
Yeah. I was like, that sounds familiar. That's so sad.
It is sad.
Very sad.
I want that to be live action.
I'm with that.
So I could be sad.
I want that to be
live action. I love it. The thing is, for me, I told you, make it as dark as you want. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
for me, if you can mix dark and comedy together, that is the best thing ever. It's just like, this character is funny, but fucked up shit keeps happening. That's just like, the situations are like horrible, and it's just like, they're just like, shit, you know, it's like that. I love that kind of thing. But no, I would love that. I'd love that dark, horrible experience of the Batman Beyond, but also like, he's lit.
He's lit as hell, man.
Because he throws hands.
Yes, he does.
Batman Beyond, after the first episode, he be getting his ass whooped.
He be getting slapped out.
But after he gets the hang of like learning how to use the technology and having his mentor in his ear, he be whooping ass.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
I'm with it, man. So the tech does that for you know, little Tim Drake to be reverted into the Joker in the future. But overall, when we think of Batman, you got to think of his tech.
Yes.
He has a just arsenal of all kinds of different gadgets and tricks. And then who was it? I think it was Jack Nicholson who, when he played the Joker, he complimented all the toys. I think it was Jack Nicholson that said it. So if you could have one Batman tech at your disposal, anything, which one are you choosing?
I'll go first.
Go for it, Roxy.
Does money count?
No.
No.
That's Bruce's money. That ain't Batman's money. That's Bruce's money.
I want the money. Come back to me if it's not money.
Brandon, what you got on it, man?
I can't decide between the Batmobile and the Bat Jet. But the big thing is like, the first thought was the jet, but then I also was like, I cannot afford
the fuel.
A jet. Yeah,
the fuel.
the fuel.
You're going to put it at.
Yeah, there's nothing I can do. Like, I won't be able to do anything with it. Whereas the Batmobile, all it really needs is probably an electric charge and some gas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, real talk.
I have a car right now that has electric charge and some gas.
Yeah.
You know, I drive a plug-in hybrid, so I'm like, I'll probably take the Batmobile because I can use it every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Good
and
call.
Then it's,
you'll be riding around the Batmobile?
I know what you're thinking, and no, you may not top off anyone in my
I was not going to say that, not but at all. Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Not me. You better steal
not
and find
me,
somebody.
Not you. No. Someone else.
Yeah, exactly.
In your car. Oh, that's disrespectful.
Exactly. So, no, you may not. That's what I said. You may not do it to me or to anyone else. You may not do it on a car. You may not do it on a plane. Here I am. Bryn, I am.
Hey, Bryn, let me hold the pedal.
Nah, Negro.
For about 3 hours, I told some lies. So, I need
the Batmobile because... First and foremost, the pull-up swag. The Riz when I pull up.
Nothing like
it. Can you imagine that? Like, can you imagine if I, like, the authentic, which version, right?
Exactly. Which version of the Batmobile? Animated, the Tumblr, the old school Keaton one, or the one that George Clooney had.
Ooh, that one was
Wait, I don't know what that one was. Looked
pretty
like.
And
short. Yeah, it had the, like, the there was, like, blue lights that came out, like, the front engine part of it. Oh, it was so dope.
Honestly, the thought that I had was the one that's from the Dark Knight.
And so Tumblr.
The Tumblr. The reason being is that it also turns into a motorcycle.
The tank. Yeah.
Yes, it turns into a motorcycle. So for me, if it can go back and forth,
it's
two in one, and it has all these gadgets.
That's pretty fire.
The George Clooney.
The George Clooney one's lit. That one is dope.
That's dope.
But I don't think that thing could take a corner on its life.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not practical.
What's the,
you know, so it's just like, for me, it's like, I'm gonna drive this sometimes.
Michael Keaton.
You know, that one's cool to have in my garage, but it's not cool to be like, I'm gonna go to, you know, let me go through the drive through and get something. Like, you ain't gonna do that.
Shout out to Jay Leno, man. Jay Leno actually drove the Tumblr one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, to see that on the street is crazy.
I've seen Jay Leno driving since I've lived in LA like 4 times.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, just
it's always something. Because
it's just, it's something wild. Like, because the thing is, you don't
that's
know
so
what it is.
Cool.
That's the one.
I want that one. But for me, it's like, so like, just random side note, Jay, like, I'll just be driving. I'm like, what is that car? It's the same reaction every single time. I'm like, what is that? Cause I like cars. I'm like, what is it? I've never seen that before. I keep pulling up. Like, I don't know what that is. And I look inside Jay Leno.
Jay
I'm like,
Leno,
oh,
bro.
Okay. That's why I don't know what it is, because he has the most unique car collection in the world. One of the times he was driving a literal, like, previous before the Model T, like one of those things that had like four levers. And it's like going down the street like that. And he's just out in the open. We had like little glasses on and stuff. It had no window and windshield. He's just like popping down.
Shout out to Jay, man.
Yeah,
Jay
he's
can
just
do
driving.
Whatever the hell he wants, man.
He should be doing what he wants.
He's a car guy.
Yeah. What about you?
Me?
Yeah, no, not you. No, you.
Oh! Me. Oh, tech-wise, for Batman tech. Let me get the bat computer, man.
Later in the
back. Let me get the bat computer.
Wait, the one that like can like... The
big
one that was,
screen?
The one that had like the Echo stuff, that's the problem?
Nah.
The Barbara Gordon not the, one? I
mean, although any bat computer you technically get would have that, because it's the bat computer.
So you want the power of God.
The Morbius shirt? You know that shirt? You know that story?
Yes.
Yeah, he sits in the Morbius shirt and learns everything. Yeah, he learns his three jokers.
That's what I'm saying. So is that what... First, but also, that's what you're doing right now?
I would like that.
So I was over here like, I want some Riz. You like, I want omnipotence. Like, I
want
to be the Alpha and Omega.
Everything. Yeah.
Do you want to, though? Because I feel like the more you find out
Maybe
that you know, the more you're going to be unhappy. Hey, we're talking over here. You stop that.
What the hell, y'all?
Thank you. Thank you.
We're talking about Batman stuff.
I'm trying to get my answer ready.
You don't know no Batman tech. You could have
said the Batmobile.
You
could have
said wings. You could have said
how about y'all finish y'all conversation?
The grappling gun.
And I prepare myself for this homework. Y'all finish y'all conversation.
Oh, that was a fly one, too.
No, don't come over here now.
No, that was a fly.
Finish conversation. Y'all gonna yell at me.
The contact lens camera from the Batman.
Because I'm trying to get caught up.
Roxy, what's yours?
I was looking.
Oh, so you don't have one.
I was looking discreetly.
No, you weren't. You were loud. That's why we told you to shut up.
You were very loud.
Into the microphone.
I was here.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, I was going to say the Batmobile, but I feel like that's obvious. But I didn't even think about that. I want the fit.
The suit?
I want the suit. And I don't even want to necessarily do that.
Is there any suit that she's... It's not there.
I don't even want to...
You want the utility belt is what you want.
No, I want the suit.
Why?
Because I don't want to do... I just want to walk around with it.
Did you hear what Cleo just said?
Yeah, I'm ignoring him. Don't act it out again.
Can we... Hippie, can you pull up Wonder Girl? I think it's Wonder Girl in DC Comics. Have you seen? You know her fit. You know that's the only thing. Exactly.
Wait,
that's the only thing
see.
Roxy could ever wear. It's not Wonder Girl. Power Girl.
Somebody just tagged me in that and was like, "You should dress up like Wonder Power Girl." Hey man,
that's all you could do.
Yo,
you could
Roxy,
do Power Girl.
You should totally do Power Girl.
Well, now I have to. We built this.
But can you
real.
Do Power Girl Justice
League? You got no butt. Cheeks.
Justice League.
First of all, small cheeks.
Justice
don't play
League.
With me.
No
Janelle cheeks. Seen them.
Power Girl Justice
she
League.
She has no cheeks.
I have small
she
cheeks.
Has big, look how big her hands are.
Those are regular hands.
Look how big her hands are.
Those are regular hands.
Yeah, so the one on the right. So the one all the way on the right is like, that's the fit you'd have to try to pull off, Roxy.
That's not.
Yeah.
That's not how you talk to me, okay?
Roxy, so your
you
bat suit would be all
but
black.
I kind of want to
And then
do it
would
now.
The window be the bat
call
symbol?
It a window.
No, yo, her utility belt is in her titties. You know what I'm saying? Like she starts pulling, like you're like,
wait,
oh,
wait, is it really? Oh, you're making jokes. These are jokes.
Well, you have unlimited storage space there.
Okay.
You know?
Oh, we're
it's
funny.
Like Santa's bag.
We're having a great time, huh? I come on here to be professional. Also,
oh,
but
please.
Yes, can you send me that? Because I am going to do that. But also,
what?
I was going to say words, but this is PG-13.
The funny
it?
Thing is, when you get her, she don't have nothing to say. She
I don't. Now that was.
She puts her hand up and just starts doing this.
I was done. What am I
going to
say? That's accurate. Chest out, bat suit. That's a bullshit. Well, where's Batgirl suit?
But AI, AI generated one's coming.
I like how the suit looks before y'all interrupted me.
Which suit?
Which one?
Any of them. I just like how they all look.
On a man.
On a. Oh yeah, you're right.
Doesn't
yeah.
look good on a woman.
I'm a bias.
You'd be looking
for...
at Catwoman and Power Girl. You ain't looking at you.
I don't want.
You
no,
have
I
no.
Want to...
You have no man like build whatsoever. So what do you want the suit to put on someone else and have sex with them or something?
Well, now that you said that, y'all see what happens. I didn't say a freaky man. The freaky man did. But yeah, facts. Hey, he a freaky. He a freak. But yeah, now
only
that I'm
Batman.
Now that only I'm thinking Batman. About it, that I would love that. Put it through the
yeah. So another amazing segment that we have here onto the How to Nerd podcast is show and tell, mm-hmm. and we all brought some really cool stuff today. I was gonna show up in my Batman Beyond cosplay.
I would have been lit.
Oh my god, it would have been so stiff to sit down. So won't do that here at this time. But next time we do another Batman or DC, any kind
don't
of
don't promise
thing.
That shit. I will do it.
I will bring it.
Okay,
I'll pull up in
it. You gonna wear it?
I will. Wear it.
Okay. Yeah, wear
I
it.
I decided to just show this off, man. This got sent to me from this guy QC Customs. Oh, I got sent this from a guy named QC Customs, and it has Batman Beyond in the Stitch format, and I thought that was really cool. So yeah.
That's dope. I like that.
Who else is
Shadow and Spider-Man.
And Miles Morales, Spider-Man as well. So fire. All a bunch of nerd stuff.
Yeah, the red and blacks.
All red and black guys.
Yeah. I'm with that.
Yeah, man.
Roxy, what you got?
I brought... Okay, don't. Let's not make
I didn't say anything.
Okay. Look at her choking herself.
I know, right? Her own titties choking,
choking
her out.
Choking her ass out. Autoerotic tittyation.
She's talking about me. I'm the freaky one. You over here choking yourself with your own titties. Hey, what did you got? What you got for us?
I'm trying my best. Okay, so I got a present.
You sound so sad.
I really did choke myself. Y'all didn't even help. Y'all just gonna roast me.
What are we supposed to do? Come grab your titties out your throat?
Yes.
Like...
Oh man.
I don't know how I choked. I can't go inverted. All right, so. I received this actually as a birthday present, and this is from one of my favorite movies, which is Howl's Moving Castle. I have a calcifer
tattoo.
What does
that have to do with Batman?
It didn't. When the show and tell don't have to be the thing.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Since when have you done a show and tell on this show and
what's the bitch bring what I want?
Now I see why you want to.
Okay, but here's also because I do have a Michael Keaton Batman toy. It's like,
you didn't bring it, so talk about what
no,
you brought.
No, I love. Can I finish? It's my turn. I thought that's how we do things when it's my turn. So it's my turn. I didn't bring it because I forgot. But this is actually one of my favorite things. As you can see, it's from Howl's Moving Castle,
worst,
which is an anime like Batman
it's the,
Beyond.
It's the worst Ghibli movie. Look, that's not saying a bad thing. There has to be one that's the worst. What's worse than this one?
Porco Rosso?
No.
Boy, anyway, I'm not finna argue with a bald man. So, calcifer is on the pan.
Who?
And it's the...
He's the fire.
He's the fire demon.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
and
pretty,
it's from
funny.
Like the scene where they cook.
Who was his voice? In?
Billy Crystal.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Oh, wow.
It's
that
a really. Oh, that's funny. But no, it really is a good movie.
That's the only part. Good part of the movie.
And this is.
What happened in the movie, Roxy? Tell me the story of Howl's Moving Castle. What happened between Act Two and Act Three? Was there an Act Two and Act Three?
Yes.
Oh, there was.
So there's a war going on.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man named Hal who has a moving castle.
Oh, that's
there is
surprising.
A woman named Sophie who is a haberdasher.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and she doesn't have a lot of confidence.
The movie
in herself.
Follows her.
She makes
mm-hmm.
hats. Mm-hmm. And so Hal is fine as fuck. And so the Witch of the Waste wants to like have sex with him and take his heart. And so she sees Sophie talking to Hal, and she like, nah, bitch, not up in here. So she curses her. It makes her an old bitch. So Sophie's trying to reverse the curse, and she ends up meeting Hal, okay? And so she goes into his castle and starts cleaning his house. Hal is transforming into a bird because there's a war going on.
Sounds boring.
And then so during the there's a war going on.
The war is like a gentle-ass war.
We just went from Batman to this.
He asked the question.
You brought the dumb shit.
It wasn't dumb. show and tell is to bring items that mean something to you, and I didn't know things that are personal
thank
value.
Thank you for bringing a pan with a flame on it, Roxy.
You're what? Thank you,
thank
Cleo.
Thank you so much.
All right,
so
Brandon, what do you got?
Hate so, ass niggas.
Good God.
I'm gonna say the N-word.
What I have here, guys, as you can see, this is a Batman figurine. My aunt worked for. Worked for Warner Brothers, and she did. She worked in the space of like designing stuff like collector things, and she also worked in like graphic design and all that kind of stuff. And so she actually gave me a bunch of things like that. So I brought in one of my Batman ones that she worked on. It's pretty dope. Even if you feel it, I don't know if you held this. Like it feels very sturdy. It's like it feels
you
like you're not
help
even.
This?
No, I do not. It felt. You should just drop it on the ground.
Don't know. I'm gonna cook with that.
But yeah, you see. Like,
oh no, it's kind of heavy.
Yeah, it's sturdy because it's meant to be a collector's item. So it's pretty cool. You know, I actually
you
don't
clean it. No, yeah, I mean, now I'm a hater. Show the dirt. Go ahead. Talk about my pants.
She got a lot of stuff. You're such a hater. She gave me a lot of stuff. I just have this stuff in a box in storage. She gave me too much stuff.
That's fire, though. That was some hating ass shit.
Was so hating.
I ain't never been a hater like that. That was wild.
Which was DC was Universe Online. Like, that was a thing for them. They tried to move that story with that game and online play. And then now we have, like, Suicide Squad, that game coming out.
Yep.
That's supposed to be a live thing. And people are really not rocking with that at all.
Yeah.
So we got to figure out what they're going to do.
They really
DC.
Not rocking with that.
They're
at
not
all.
Rocking with it. What are we doing with this one?
Are we doing voiceovers?
All right, it's time for dubs, guys. Who's taking who's character.
All right.
Man, I can't freaking figure out how to unlock this damn gun, man. The safety been on this entire time.
Can you just make sound effects?
And who is this white devil walking up to us? Who is this man?
Hey, what's up, bro? We about to do this thing? Because you know what I'm saying? I can slide too. What's up?
Hello, how are y'all today?
Ooh, all right. So look, bro, I'm saying we gonna taste
Has
the joint.
Has anybody talked to y'all about Jesus Christ?
What do you mean talking to us about Jesus Christ? Look, I praise the Holy Lord. And everybody who comes to
look, bro, that gun ain't don't work. Don't even try it. You should try it.
And I just wanted to know, I have a couple pamphlets in the car. Would you be interested?
In the Jesus Christ, our Savior?
Latter-day Saints. Okay, let me tell you about God.
Oh, really? What? Jesus?
Because, you know, on the seventh day, he rested. Just lay down in a coffin.
What?
Because Jesus, that's the Mormon version. Yeah, it's the Mormon version. He was in the car.
So what?
So, yeah, let me tell you. Jesus was there. He didn't die. Third day, popped up.
Sure. What is happening?
What the fuck is...
What are you...
I'm so confused.
All right, Hippie, that's enough of this. I can't... I think we got there with the Latter-day Saints.
Latter-day Saints. Oh, my Lord. Man, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the How to Nerd podcast, where Batman was the topic today, along with the Latter-day Saints and also Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah, I don't know how we got to that. Well, we do know how we got to that. There's one person on this room that don't know how to fucking act. But
it's me.
It's just Roxy, man. Check the description and the info. Make sure you guys join our Patreon and follow us on all social media, How to Nerd podcast. I go by the name of Cleo Thomas, a.k.a. Mr. Slick Living.
Oh, me, I'm Roxy Hayes.
Oh, my God. I'm Brennan Edwards.
See you guys on the next episode.
Batman. Hey. That was great, guys. Great.